Thank you, China. I'm focused on success. I'm focused on consensus. I'm focused on what we are doing in the CCW. We'll be as ambitious as we can be within these constraints. Now, I promised to push you a little bit since it's an interactive debate and we still have some time left. There are, if you look at the working papers, if you look at the discussions that we've had over the past 3 days, there are two sets of substantive issues that come up almost immediately. One is a set of issues around the notion of human control or responsibility. Now, different formulations have been used. The problems associated with those formulations have also been highlighted, whether it is human control, human judgment, human supervision, or another term that our Canadian friends used this morning. The same substantive notion keeps coming up, that there is something about the quality of the human-machine interaction that is of interest to all of us. What name we give to it, what characteristics we ultimately use for this property, that is another issue, but I think this is a common thread in our discussions. And when you take the three dimensions, the tech panel, the legal and ethical panel, or the military effects panel, this issue was common to all of those panels. In the working papers that you have, the Swiss paper, the Swiss-Dutch paper, the Belgian paper, the US paper, the Russian paper, the Franco-German paper, this reference is also found in different formats. The second issue on which there is an echo across the different dimensions is what I would term as the characterization issue. How do we characterize the systems that we are dealing with? I don't want to call it the definitional issue yet, because talking about definitions implies a certain legal outcome, a certain commercial outcome in another forum, but I think let's use the term characterization at this stage. Now, if you look at the Swiss paper, for example, the Swiss paper takes the legal dimension as the basis for some characteristics for a definition. So it's about compliance with IHL, and the definitional elements that the Swiss paper uses relies on the legal characterization of the issue. We've heard others talk about some technical dimensions, especially in discussions outside this room, the side event today, for example, or some other discussions where levels of autonomy have been referred to and where some technical characteristics have been brought in. On the other hand, there are some slightly different approaches that are implied by other papers. Now, if we look at the Franco-German paper, there's a reference to both these parameters, that we could eventually rely on what the paper calls. In order to be able to describe the characteristics of the system, they would be ready to regulate. These criteria could be based on technological parameters and or the degree of human involvement. So that's another way of approaching this issue. And if you go to the Belgian paper, we see that this is described in another elegant fashion. We are looking at, I'm just going to pull that out in a second. we are looking at encouraging debate based on shared and common concepts and common characterization of laws. We are talking of concepts to be taken into consideration in order to set up the constitutive characteristics of laws. So there is an echo, substantive echo, across different papers, different dimensions again of this issue of this substantive notion of characterization. So I want to challenge all of you to think about these two substantive issues for the next stage of our considerations. I think what we will do tomorrow is without the burden of having to look at some of these dimensions, we can look at the way ahead. We can look at how we can better structure our discussions next year without, as I said, getting into the those three problematic areas where we start to move away from each other rather than staying together and building a more common ground. So, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've had a good discussion. Unless there are some urgent thoughts that you wish to share at this stage, I request you to allow your chair to some time for bilateral consultation, which I propose to have with some of you as we think through the remaining 2 days of our work. That work would require some preparatory work with the Secretariat. And I'll be available for any of you who wants to come and consult me with their thoughts, with their suggestions, for what we hope to adopt on Friday. So if there are no delegations who wish to take the floor, I'd like to adjourn this meeting and our secretary has some announcements to make.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chairperson.